Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you really want to get over someone, but you're finding it really, really hard? Well, today I'm going to talk about how you can up-level your self-love to help with this. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. Now, first of all, to be really open and transparent, especially if you're new to this, I've never had a long-term relationship at the age of 30, but I have had brief romances or dating or seeing a girl when it didn't work in the past. So I did think it was important to discuss this topic, as I'm not, of course, a relationship counsellor, I'm not a relationship expert, but it's something I see pop up quite a lot for people when a relationship's not worked out, or perhaps they're in one and it's really knocked their self-esteem and confidence. And I'm very, very passionate about people having control over their self-esteem and confidence, having struggled with it previously myself. So I wanted to talk about this area and your self-esteem and confidence. So like I said, I've never had a long-term relationship. But when it doesn't work out through your 20s, through your kind of brief romances, when you're dating a girl and perhaps, you know, for a couple of months or something like that, or seeing them short term, and it's just not working out, and you're seeing everyone around you managing to get into relationships, and you just get really confused as to how everyone else seems to have a relationship somehow, and why can't you just follow the norm? Why doesn't it work out for you? This can get you seriously down, and it got me really, really down. It poses questions in your head like, what can I do to be more likable or lovable? Am I not good enough? Why is it so easy for others to get into these relationships? As I've kind of mentioned that question already. Those are the wrong kind of questions. And as I talk about, the questions we ask determine the quality of our lives. If we're asking ourselves the wrong questions, we're going to get the wrong answers. If we ask ourselves good quality questions, we're going to get good quality answers. And I started to realize it was a gift, not a gift that I don't want to be single forever. It was a gift that I now had this opportunity and this realization that I had to take complete control over my self-esteem and confidence and up-level it as much as possible. Yes, I absolutely love connection, whether it's anyone, friends and family, or when I've been dating and it's been working. But I learned that my connection to myself needed to be so strong. And this is why when I started working on it, I was so passionate about sharing it with other people. And I've had upset. I've started to, when I was dating someone or thought it was going somewhere, I've had like the setback of, oh, it's not worked out, when I thought I was so sure it was going to. And it's kind of really knocked me back and then really made me doubt myself and brought up like insecure and negative thoughts, which are completely normal human reactions. But from that experience, and also, of course, what I've researched, I wanted to give you three do's and three don'ts for if you're really struggling to get over someone. So let's go into the do's list, first of all. And there could be many, many more of these, but I wanted to narrow it down a little bit. So the first do is spend time with great people. I can't begin to put in words how great it felt when I've had setbacks in the dating world, when obviously not that wasn't great, but how great it was when I started talking to my friends, hanging out with my mates, or even opening up to my parents a little bit. And that felt so good. And I was really bad. I've been very bad at this for many years of just keeping things to myself. But when I started spending time with great uplifting people, it felt so good. And it kind of made me realize who I am and what I've got in my life. So that would be my first bit of advice. Now, you might be in a negative environment. So my first bit of advice of that would be find more uplifting people you can hang out with as much as possible. And there's plenty of communities, especially online today, with uplifting people who are going to help. A second tip is keep praising yourself and speaking well to yourself. If we keep saying nasty, horrible things to ourselves, and I've been there, then that's not going to help. The more we do that, the more we're going to seek this external validation. The more we're going to be like, oh, I need so-and-so, I need to find someone to start feeling good about you. That is not what makes you happy. What makes you happy is you. Now, finding someone you can connect with is going to enhance your happiness, but you really need to be able to praise yourself and speak well to yourself. So practice every day. Every time you do something good, or just put an alarm on your phone to remind yourself to praise you. Do it when you get up. Just keep praising yourself and speaking well to yourself. I say stuff constantly like, Johnny, you're amazing. Johnny, you are incredible. Johnny, you are doing such inspirational work. Johnny, your resilience is outstanding. I keep saying that to myself every day, and I believe it, and I've got a very good relationship with myself. It's really important you do this as well. And my third point is reflecting on your feelings and journaling. Now, this is really, really important. Like I said, talking with people is going to help. Having uplifting people around you is going to help. But actually writing it down on paper is going to help as well, because it's going to get it out of your head and onto paper. Now, an extension to this is to start writing down those questions. I talked about the quality of your questions. Start writing down quality questions like, what are my next steps going to be? How am I going to feel better? What can I appreciate right now despite the setback? If you keep asking yourself those quality questions, you are going to get quality answers. So journal down your thoughts and then start asking yourself empowering questions. Okay, let's move on to what you should not do, or the don'ts. Number one, don't eat rubbish. Don't go to the sofa and eat these tubs of ice cream. You see this as a very big cliche on those movies when they break up, or TV shows. This is one of the worst things probably one of the worst things you can do. Eating rubbish is going to make you feel worse. It's probably temporarily, for about a minute, going to make you feel good and then feel bad. And the same applies to drinking, by the way. Drinking alcohol is what quite a lot of people do when they've had a bad breakup. These things temporarily can make you feel slightly better, but then make you feel three times worse when the anxiety rushes back to your head. When the amount of sugar you've been eating starts processing, and sugar causes more anxiety if you have more sugar. So make sure you eat well. Don't start eating rubbish. Allow yourself a treat now and then. Yes, we don't have to be religious with our diet, but if we're eating clean and well, that's going to help as well. And get someone to hold you accountable to it as well, if you want to go a step further. The next point is, do not neglect working out and exercising. Again, this produces if you neglect your body, you are going to feel worse. So if you're not going out and walking, at least walking for 20, 30 minutes a day, if you're able to walk, or if you're able to get outside in some way or another, just get some fresh air. If you're not working out regularly, you're going to struggle. I say working out, I'm talking about just even walking. But when we exercise, it produces endorphins and we start to feel good. So make sure you're still looking after your body in terms of exercise as well. And then my final point is, don't spend too much time on social media. If you've got something like Messenger and you're just messaging a supportive friend, although I'm always a bigger fan of phone calls rather than texts. If you're doing that, that's okay. But don't start scrolling your feed on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn or whatever. probably Facebook and Instagram are probably slightly worse because LinkedIn tends to be like professional and business. But if you start going on those kind of platforms and then seeing what everyone else is doing, perhaps seeing that inverted commas happy couple, it's only going to make you feel worse. And then the other side to this is don't start looking at old text messages. I thought I'd point this one out because it's something I've done in the past, looked at previous text messages and thought, oh, it's going so well then. Oh, what happened? It's in the past, so I can't change it. Delete those text messages or delete or archive them. Well, delete them ideally, because that's going to release you to feel so much better. Okay, so those have been my tips on how to get over someone in terms of improving your self-love a little bit. Now, it's going to be hard. It's going to be challenging. And again, I can't say that I've been in a long-term relationship. Of course, I want to be open and transparent. But I've seen people who have recovered from that. And it does take time, but it's going to take a lot more time. And you're not going to do yourself any favors in life if you're not treating yourself with self-love. So make sure you're doing that. Now, I've just shared a bit of my personal story, but I share plenty more in my latest book, and I share, of course, my challenges of self-esteem and confidence in general in my latest book, The Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset. But if you want to learn more about what I've just said, or in my personal stories, vulnerabilities, like to learn some more theories made simple about self-esteem and confidence, and get some simple actions and habits to implement in addition to what I've talked about today, you can find that latest book in the description below. The Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset is also available in paperback, ebook, and audiobook. So you can find that in the description below. Thank you so much for listening today. If you've appreciated this episode, please share it with friends and family and give this a rating, just so we can reach more people and impact them with this message as well. If you have done those things already, thank you so much. I appreciate you a lot. Remember this: improve your self-esteem, you improve the lives of others.